yummy.
What is going on?
I'm having lemon honey tea. Delicious.
Soothing Sundays.
Yes, that's right.
Is that your new hashtag?
Soothing Sundays.
Cure your hangover from yesterday.
I wasn't drinking that much.
Oh, that much. Half the bar was dry by the time we left.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Charlie and Ponyo.
Hi.
Special edition with a Nocella.
Yeah, a Nocella celebration.
Nocella celebration. So we don't feel left out.
Yeah, so we ain't feeling FOMO.
No FOMO here.
And I don't want to go see Ariana Grande, to be honest, when I could have seen, like, Stone Temple Pilots or something, or Soundgarden back, like, 10 years ago when it first came out. So whatever.
Where the tickets would have been much cheaper as yeah. well.
Mm-hmm. And the hipsters would have been there wearing, like, what are they wearing? Those black tape bikinis and topless diamonds.
Don't be like jelly as jewelry. Now. You would have loved that.
Yeah, it would have been pretty cool, to be honest.
So we went to a Nocella gathering
last night. Yeah, I was going to say, what have we been doing these last?
Yes, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, we had a, what do you call it? Yeah. Old time gathering, class reunion.
Mm-hmm.
With the crew. We went to the hipster area of. Well, it's not even hipster area of Sydney anymore.
Why? Because of lockout.
King's Cross. Yeah. I knew the location. King's Cross.
I was surprised actually.
But
it was pretty quiet last night.
Yeah, but that's what you get when it was like ten years ago.
Yeah.
There was Australia has implemented lockout laws because people were.
Yep.
One punching people and killing people, and so they killed the nightlife in Sydney. And
crazy.
The next thing you know,
hashtag keep Sydney open.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Keep Sydney yeah. open, please.
All the clubs because of the what's called the 3 a.m. lockout laws.
Yes.
Whole shit goes on with them.
Mm-hmm.
Melbourne in the southern part of Australia was smart enough to repeal all those laws.
Smart.
Yeah. I mean, God, there's like crazy birds going on outside. It sounds like a pterodactyl.
It sounds like mating season outside.
But yeah, they fucked up Sydney's nightlife, and then we're out there at like 9:30 at night, and there's tumbleweeds blowing. No one there. There's nothing but old hoochies like us, or maybe you.
Not me.
And so we're there. We went to this awesome. I didn't even call it a hatted restaurant, let's just say. Hatted gathering spot.
We'll just call it hatted restaurant because we don't really want to name the restaurant.
No, because we got pretty, what do the new people call it? New kids call it?
Getting lit.
Yeah, getting super lit.
Getting light.
We're super lit with a banquet. We had this huge.
Massive banquet.
Banquet of food. There were 6 of us.
That was good.
Yeah.
It was decent.
But, you tell the story. So, we were there for, 3 hours and then...
Yeah, so it was time to get the bill. We wanted
to... Oh, but no, before that. So, we even...
Oh, before that. Yes, we had Let's
talk about the waitress.
Oh, yes. Why don't you talk about
the waitress? Yeah, I'll talk about the waitress. She belonged in a... I don't know. Woman's Day?
Yeah. No. What? No, not Woman's Day.
GQ?
No, GQ's for me.
Hustler? Playboy?
She was cute. Let's just put it that
Penthouse?
Way.
She was cute. She should have been. Really she's nice. Probably a part-time model, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but she was lovely as well.
And yeah, she had the best heart and she was looking after us. But we were in like a downstairs section and there was heaps of people there.
Far out.
But let's just talk. So every single, the music there at this place.
Well done.
What would you rate it?
Oh, it felt like. They came into our home.
The soundtrack of your life?
Yeah, they came into our home. They stole my iPod. And that was it. Well, I couldn't say iPod, my phone. And it was my playlist. It felt like that's my playlist.
Yeah.
It was bloody awesome.
Every song, you girls were just... I was waiting for you guys to start getting on the table and taking your bras off and flinging them around.
Look, I'm at the age where, one, I'm old. And two, I was way too full to even get up. So I was dancing while I was sitting down. It's a new thing now.
Yeah.
Dance while sitting.
Yeah.
You know?
The shoulder shake.
Exactly.
The shoulder shuffle.
Yeah.
But,
But she was cute, and she looked after
us. Oh, but she was cool. So. We had like a paddle board of shots.
Oh yeah.
With green chartreuse, which tastes like the corner part of an Asian grocery store. If you were to lick that floor, it's so nasty. But
we had a shot with her as well. She was down for that.
Yeah.
If we're gonna have a shot, you gotta have a shot as well. But
I think the kicker for all of that was that. So there was six of us, three couples, get the bill, and the bill was literally half you're the first one to take eyes on the bill.
Yes.
So you look at the bill.
So the whole place is quite dim. Let's paint the picture for the listeners.
Yeah.
So the whole place is quite dim, and we've had a fair amount to drink. I was a designated driver, so by that time I wasn't too bad, right, compared to our friends, but I was fine. So it's quite dim and my eyesight's not the best. So I was trying to look at the bill. I'm going, whoa, that's not the right amount. That wasn't the right amount. And I'm calculating, I'm like, no. Because I had a fair idea how much we were going to spend. So we had enough cash for each of the couple to split the bill.
Mm.
So when the cute waitress came around again, I couldn't help myself. I'm like, excuse me, babe. Is this the amount that we're paying? She's like, yeah, love, that's the amount.
Because she just thought you were like a bit drunk. And yeah, you were like, is this the line? Because I don't know what line I'm
supposed to be looking at. Exactly.
She's like, yeah.
She's like, yeah, that's the one. I'm like, okay, great. And then so the rest of the guys just looking at me, and there were two options. You can split the bill or you can pay with one credit card.
Yeah.
And she gave that option. I'm looking at the guys going, no, we won't split the bill. Let's just pay and get the fuck out. And the crew were just looking at me going, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, because I think everyone wanted to split the
bill.
Yeah,
everyone just split and was taking it easy.
And because we'd been there for 3 hours and they were like, excuse me, the next reservation has come and you're already 20 minutes over.
Exactly.
You guys need to go and move out of the seats and go up to the bar. And the rest of the crew is like, yeah, let's go to the bar. Yeah. We'll drink some more margaritas.
Yes. So... So I'm at the point where I'm trying to calculate and divide the amount between the three of us. And I was doing it really fast. And I'm pretty sure, I'm just speaking on my perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
The crew looked at me and why is Winnie in such a hurry? Why? Exactly, exactly. So I paid with my credit card. And then the crew proceeded to go up the stairs.
That's where we were going.
Well, I'm like, no, guys. No, we're not going to the bar upstairs. Let's get out. And they just looked at me going, okay, won't question that. So I quickly hurried out. I'm like, where the fuck is everyone else? I'm like, come on out. We've got to get going.
Like, everyone is taking pee.
Exactly. Everyone's like so nonchalant going, yeah, that was great. Dinner was great. Let's, you know, proceed slowly leaving the restaurant. So by the time we got out of the restaurant, they're like, Winnie, why are we in such a hurry?
Yeah.
I'm like, there's a fuck up with the bill.
Because I thought it was about the lockout laws. They're like, no. You want to get your drink on and your game on like real early. And you're like, no.
I told the guys, I'm like, look, there's a mistake on the bill. So I pulled the bill out and I'm like, it's definitely our bill because the drinks corresponded what we had.
Yeah.
So I was still, you know, awake enough and human sober enough to figure that out. I'm like, yeah, that's definitely our bill. I mean, but that shouldn't be the price. It should be a lot more than that. Yeah,
Nick and I were like, what are you talking about? Give us a look at the bill. And so we grabbed it off you.
And you went down to the alleyway where the lights were.
Because we're old people, we don't have glasses. We're looking at the itemized bill and there was just nothing but the drinks and... So we got the drinks and...
It's just drinks.
And one of the couples we were with, awesome people, they were like, we had these things called...
No.
We had these... Okay, I
was awesome. You can't say the dish. If you say that dish, people would know the restaurant.
Yeah, we had this awesome dish and...
They bought some takeaway.
Yeah, they were like, to the awesome waitress, the awesome pot waitress, can you just give us some that are not cooked? And she's like, oh, I'll see what I can do. She comes back and she's like, how many do you want?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get... We should have got some.
So maybe, yeah.
But we got...
We can't go back there now.
Yeah, no, we can't go back there, like, ever.
Yeah.
But so they got some.
Yeah, and that was on the bill as well.
And so that was on the bill. And so we definitely knew
that the bill was correct, right?
Because it had all the drinks. And
exactly.
And the drinks itself just came to, like, what, $350?
Yeah.
And we're like, wait, where's the food that we have for six people? And it just wasn't on there because that would have effectively like not doubled, but
it would have been like, no, it would have been more than double because the food,
the banquet menu had like seven courses.
Nine.
Or nine courses.
Yes.
For six people, and it was it just like it wasn't on there, so it was just like
literally double score. The bill. Yeah.
So we legged it out of there.
So, dear listeners, what's the verdict on this? Did we do the wrong thing by leaving and not telling them that there was a tiny weeny mistake? Or...
Yeah, but let's be honest. They're part of one of the biggest restaurant consortiums on planet.
That's true.
They've got restaurants, had Michelin star restaurants across the planet.
That's true.
They can. I'm pretty sure they can afford. Yeah. They can afford a couple of dollars worth of free meals. Food. They give it away all the time anyway, so whatever.
But yes, can good I food. Just say hashtag free food?
Yeah. Ooh, good that food. Was good. Good night. Good crew.
Better company.
We're Kendall. If you're listening. We're going to get you on a podcast.
Yes.
And you need to tell some of your stories.
Get ready to have Kendall on the podcast because she's going to drop it like Cardi K.
Yeah. Cool chick.
Oh, man. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
She'll smash it up.
Instead of Cardi B, it'll be Cardi K in the house. Cardi K, if you're listening, get your ass ready. But yes, that was really, really good.
Yeah, true.
Yes, so Nocella gathering, awesome. What else? We stumbled away.
I don't know,
what's going on?
What's going on this week?
Ooh, can I just say, I'm so grateful for, I guess, how do I put this nicely? It's nice that you worry about our future, babe, and you worry about our retirement plan.
Yeah.
So
all day, every day. Let me paint this picture. I wake up in a pool of sweat in the morning.
So, dear listeners, Charlie came home yesterday from his parents' place visiting them.
Yeah, yeah.
And he came home with a brown paper bag. No joke, it's literally just brown paper bag. I looked inside. I'm like, what the hell is inside this bag?
Mm.
So there's a pile of comic books.
Yeah.
In pristine condition.
Yep.
And also basketball cards.
Yep.
I'm like, Charlie, why are you bringing this home? Over to you.
Yeah, well, no.
You can tell the rest of the story. Yeah, yeah, so I painted that picture over to you.
Yeah, threw me straight under the bus.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, I remember, I think I had a dream early this week where I was looking for my collectibles. So when I was a kid, growing up in like the early 90s, I collected a whole bunch of stuff. And I've still got it to this day.
And they're at your parents' place.
Yeah, it's at my parents' place. And like I was looking for it because I just wanted it for some reason. And like all these zombies and stuff were trying to attack me and stuff, and it was just
this
like
is
the
in
weirdest
the dream.
Dream ever.
Yep.
I woke up and
not
I was,
in real life people, in the dream.
Yeah, it was crazy. But then I woke up and I was like, I did a self inception, like that movie. And then the next thing I know,
Oh, dear Lord.
I need to go and visit my mum and I need to go and get some of that stuff or like rifle through it. And so she was, whenever you go to a Filipino's house, my mom's Filipino.
Yeah.
She gives you food. So it's always a prerequisite. When you go in there, are you hungry? Yeah, mum, I had breakfast. No, that's not good enough. Here, eat a Filipino chicken soup. All right, no worries, whatever. So as she's getting that ready, I'm like, where are my comics? Where's all the stuff? And I explicitly told her like every year when I was a kid, don't throw that shit out. It's going to pay for our kids' college education. That shit. And she's like, yeah, whatever. But she's good to her word.
Bless her. Bless Mama Lisa.
She kept it and she shows me where it is. I'm like, oh, they're right here. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I thought they would have been in the attic or like in the basement, like with mold and gathering all types of
nuts. Because that usually happens with the comics.
Yeah, because
with
paper. And so...
Yeah.
So I went down the so just a side story on that, I went down the rabbit hole with comic book gradings because when I was younger, we're talking like 1990 through to like 1993, 4.
That's 20 years ago, huh? Well, I keep thinking
quick maths, what year is it?
I keep thinking, actually that's, 20 years ago.
25 years.
Yeah, I keep thinking, I've said it before and I still keep thinking it's 10 years ago. Anyway, so proceed.
Living in the past.
Yes.
But anyway, so long story short, I find the best of the comics that she was keeping for me, and I brought them to main base, our penthouse here,
mm-hmm.
to cradle.
And I came home.
And you're like, what the fuck is this? And it's taken up all this space. I'm like...
Your first comment was, baby, this is our retirement. Mm. I'm like, what the hell? Mm. How is this going to pay for our retirement? How are we going to retire when we're 40?
So just with a... they're not that good. But because...
Well, you come on, wait, dear listeners. Charlie painted a very, very beautiful picture the other day. He was selling these comics to me as if we were going to retire. I was going to hand in my resignation tomorrow. Let's just put it that way. But now the truth comes out.
No, but you're getting it all twisted. Now, right now, they're only worth... So I've got a couple.
$2?
No, you wish. That are worth about $500 to $800.
Each?
Yes.
And that's enough for a pair of shoes.
Yeah, but so we're talking, so it's 2019.
Yes.
So,
Wait. Let me do it. I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to these kind of things.
Okay.
So you've had them for approximately 20 years.
25 years.
How much do you purchase them for how much at that time, 20 years or so?
Like $1.20.
A dollar. So it's gone up, so now it's around $1,000. It's like $1,000 each.
Yeah.
Okay, so another 20 years, would that be another $1,000 or would that increase in value?
No, because I think it would increase in value because you've got stuff like Superman 1 or something that came out 50, 60 years ago that's now worth like, I don't know, if you get one that's, they've got different grades of comics and let's not go into that, but like you can get a CGC 7.0, 7.9, and that shit will go for six figures.
And the rating will be out of 10, right?
Yeah.
Which we won't go into much detail, but there's ratings 10, from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's no spine curve, crease marks, or edges like...
See, this is what I never understood, and I still don't.
Mm.
These comic books, they're not meant to be open? Like, you don't read them?
No, so you're supposed to buy two. You're supposed to buy one that you keep, you don't ever touch, you put it in a seal, never touch it, ever. One that you read and that you can, and so, you know what I mean. So then you've got one that sits there. It doesn't open. You don't open it at all. It just sits there. And so you can go to a certification. You can go to a couple of certifications, and it's like proper. This is what the certification standard is. And then you go there and they certify it, and that bulks up the price to crazy amounts.
So.
I
won't hand in my resignation tomorrow then.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll maybe next year.
Because I'm gonna sell them on the sly.
Oh.
And put it into my dead hooker fund, and then you won't ever know about it.
Oh damn.
Comics stamps.
Yeah, but you've got a really awesome basketball card.
Oh yeah, good
number.
Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a Michael Jordan, 1994 Upper Deck.
What number is he?
On his jersey?
Yeah.
23.
Yeah, that's a good, awesome card there.
You don't have to tell me.
I don't know how much that's worth.
It's already gone. Where did it go?
Yeah. yes, good comic collection. Well hey, done on that.
Our kids will love it. Trust me. Can you imagine when
I thought you were going to sell it to provide for their uni fees.
Yeah, but... If I don't have to sell it and they can go through uni and I can sell it after their uni,
gotcha.
It should be worth like, it's like a first print Death of Superman.
Oh, God.
CGC9. All I need to do is get it certified, signed, and it's going to be... Anyway. What's going on with you?
What other trash to treasure have you found? I shouldn't call them trash because there's a lot of comic fans out there that would be, hating me right now.
Well, actually, no, that's a good point because there was the story recently about what was found in the trash in, I think it was in New York, somewhere in the US.
Uh-huh.
They found a severed hand in the garbage. And... It's like one of those situations, like, what the fuck have they found in garbage?
Yes.
What have they found in trash?
Yes.
Trash to treasure.
Oh, yes. I found you.
Yeah. But I was deep in the corner of the trash bin, so I don't know how many trash bins before me you had gone and looking into and how many corners you'd searched. But you found a good one.
Look at that. Good comeback, babe.
Yeah, I got you, babes. But yeah, they've got some of the most craziest...
So what are some of the things that people have found?
Oh, let me pull up the list.
Yeah. Because it's crazy, right? It's oh man, it's like Christmas. You never know what you'll get. Actually, it's like, what is it? Life is like a box of chocolate. In this case, it's a whole garbage.
You never know
what you'll find.
That just reminds me, you know the question that you asked me last week about what my favorite movie quote is?
Yeah.
I was thinking long and hard about it. I think that is probably my favorite movie quote.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it speaks to the randomosity of life, but the destiny of being able to choose the chocolate. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If your life is like a box of chocolates that gets open to you and you can choose which one, you can choose any piece of chocolate based on your preference. And you can go for any one that looks good to the eye. You can go to the one, you can do reverse of that or what looks the most interesting. And and the thing is once you choose that chocolate, and you put your finger on it, it's like a chess move. You can't, once you put your hand on a chess piece, that you got to own that. And it's the same with the chocolate. You can't double dip effectively, like they would say in Seinfeld. So once you pick up that, once you touch the chocolate, it's really started to melt in your hand. You've got to pick it up and you've got to commit to eating it. And that's just like life.
That's true. Like,
but hear me out, because I've been thinking about this
since last week. Lecture on Charlie.
And, once you bite into it, I mean, you can accept to eat it, like taste the flavors of it and swallow it. Or you can choose to not eat the rest of it and choose another one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. That was a bit left field, but yes. Thanks for remembering that. I totally forgot about
that. I completely forgot about it until just then as well.
But dear listeners, if you missed out on last week's episode, make sure you listen. I think that was episode 23, where we had a quick, rapid fire question between Charlie and Ponyo, and that was one of my question to Charlie.
Yeah.
Favorite movie quote, and well done.
We'll do more rapid fire later, because I got some more good ones that they'll screw you up.
Oh, I've got better ones than that too. I've got more up my sleeves.
Can't wait.
But can I just add to that?
Yeah.
I know we'll go back to the trash to treasure story.
Mm.
But the beauty about a box of chocolate, I'm the only child. So if I don't like something, I'll put it back and my mum would eat the rest. Which is perfect timing because it's also International Only Child Day on the 12th of April. So, woohoo to you and I.
I thought it was the 10th, because isn't it International Sibling Day on the 12th?
That's the
10th? No. Oh, okay.
Other way around.
I always get my 10th and 12s all mixed
up. So, I bet you this is what happened. So, they came with the International Siblings Day on the 10th, and they thought, you know what? That's not fair, because all the only child will feel sorry. So let's just make it two days later. We'll call it 12. Let's just call it 2 days later. So, you know, at least the siblings can have their 10th, 11th to celebrate. And then the leftover, the only child can have the 12th. Yay to us.
Yeah.
So for dear listeners, if you do not know, both Charlie and I,
we're both
only child.
Only child.
And you know what? We should feel very honoured, baby.
I do feel pretty honoured.
The fact that our parents got it right. The
first time.
And that's it.
That's all you need. Wait till all the peeps kick off about that.
But, comment to our dear listeners, do you agree with that? Are you the only child? Do you have, what do they call it? Only child syndrome? Let us know what they are, because I clearly do and I love it. I milk it.
Milk it to this day, which is the funniest thing ever, but so do I actually.
Yeah. To both your parents and my parents as well. Yeah. I love it.
Gotta make the most of it. Best things ever.
Hell yeah.
No, but I think we need to get it back on track.
Oh, sorry, so, trash disposal.
Yeah, so...
So what are some of the things that people have found?
Well, there's a guy in New York that has opened a museum based off the toy treasures that he's found. So he's got like 100,000 toys that he sets up.
100,000?
Yeah.
Whew.
And so he's got everything from... And he's been collecting trash for 30 years.
Wow.
30 plus years.
So he opened a museum?
Trash museum.
Let's just put it this way. In New York...
Yeah.
He must have some coin to open up a museum for trash.
You can imagine.
Yeah. It's not cheap in New York.
No.
Oh.
No, okay. But it's the first of its kind. Yeah. You don't find anything around that.
What
around
else?
The world.
What else?
Another guy was collecting books
mm-hmm.
for over 25 years. So he ended up collecting, I think it was over 30,000
wow.
books. That were thrown out in the trash.
Oh, that's sad. Can I just say, firstly, that's really sad.
That's heartbreaking.
You don't throw out books. You never throw out a book.
Yeah.
That's just cruel.
Yeah. Oh, knowledge is power.
Exactly. You don't do that. You can donate it to a library.
I think one of the best things about human civilization is the written novel.
Yes.
Or the written book.
Totally agree.
Passing down of knowledge from one person to another.
But you don't can't throw it out, babe.
No, you don't.
And once
you donate that.
Exactly.
If you have a book that that's no longer needs to be loved by you.
Yes.
Pass it on because someone else out in the world will appreciate that.
Can I just add on to that? I cannot remember which airport, but there's an airport somewhere in the world.
Mm.
If you know, dear listeners, comment below, where they have a book exchange. So,
oh, really?
It's a little stand that they'll have in the airport.
Yeah.
And if you finish a book, usually people would read on the planes.
Mm.
If you finish a book and you don't know what to do with it, put it there. You can get another book while you're at the stand or leave it there for somebody else to read.
Yeah.
I love that concept.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you can leave a little message in there as well if you like.
That's what we...
You never know. You might find your loved one picking up the book and they might contact you 10 years.
100%.
Yeah, I love that concept.
Yeah.
Mm.
Books are awesome.
Yes.
But then you've got... It just goes sort of downhill from there. You've got people that have found dismembered body parts of... Mm. Their ex-lovers in there.
Oh, it's a bit crazy.
But on the flip side of that, you've got people that have found $30,000, $50,000 worth of money in bags that have just been thrown there.
Wait, we're talking about bags of money or we're talking about drugs?
No, bag. Oh, well, that's another thing. So, actual hard cash.
Oh.
A bag thrown into a rubbish bin because probably there was a drug deal. You know what I mean? Something could have gone.
Hollywood
something,
kind of
but
thing.
Then something went wrong.
Yeah.
The cleaner ends up going in, looking in the bag. It's $30,000 in there. But a lot of them, instead of pocketing it, they hand it in. They hand it into the government. But then
I feel bad about the restaurant thing last night.
It is what it
is. Karma's gonna get us.
Yeah, but karma loves us.
That's true. Go on. Sorry.
But there's X amount of times to. You've got to claim it. So they send out a press bulletin and all that. They put it in the media.
But how do you prove? How do you prove?
Well, that's exactly how you prove.
That's my garbage bag. That's my money. And then there will be questions around it. Why did you throw the money in the garbage bag? I mean, in the trash?
Yeah.
With so many questions. So you rather...
But like after 30 or 60 days or something, if they can't be proved, the money is yours.
Because you found it. Oh, I love that.
But the funny thing is that one of our friends recently was cleaning out one of their friends, it's an older person's home.
Yes.
And they were throwing out a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of shit, and a whole bunch of furniture went out, a whole bunch of cutlery and knickknacks and that. But a painting went out, and then one of their other friends came past and was trying to help them and said, hey,
Why are you throwing that out?
Yeah, are you throwing out that painting?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it's been with the family for ages. It's just it's a really ugly painting.
Uh-huh.
Don't really want it.
Uh-huh.
He's like, can I take it?
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, that's fine. And then ended up, took it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether, I can't remember whether they knew it was a well-known
artist.
But ended up getting it evaluated and found and it became, what was it, an Arthur Boyd original.
Yes.
From the turn of the, 60, 70 years ago. And what's worth $500,000?
Oh, could be, yeah.
If they were to go to auction?
Yes. So for dear listeners who do not know who Arthur Bawley is...
He's an Australian...
Very well-known.
Landscape artist.
Very well-respected as well, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. 100%. That's a sweet deal.
Oh.
Oh, good on. Yeah.
If I found a $500,000 art piece, I would sell it and... Yeah, buy Ferrari. Anyway.
Oh. Buy me a present too.
Yeah, you can drive the Ferrari. What else?
It's going to be a short week this week. And next week.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of public holidays in Australia rolling together.
Yes.
Is there an Anzac Day for the war and stuff like that?
Yes.
But, that reminds me. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, I don't think we've ever really talked about it in depth, is in Australian slang, chucking a sickie.
Yes. For our dear listeners and for the new listeners who have jumped on our podcast, welcome. If you don't know what chucking a sickie is, it's basically...
I'm not going into work.
Yeah.
Calling in sick to work, saying, excuse me, boss, but I'm just not feeling too well. I need to take today off. Sorry, I'm not going to be there, bye. But,
and especially now, leading up to, there's so many public holidays.
Yeah, well, I mean, in Australia, so in the next sort of fortnight, if you take 3 days off, you can effectively have 10 days
consecutive.
Off.
Yes.
So 2 weeks off with only taking 3 working days off.
That's pretty sweet.
Hell yeah. I don't know. I mean, Australia's got one of the best, leave services for employees in the world.
That's
besides
true.
Besides some of the other places.
Yes. We're up there. We're up there.
Yeah. But, I mean... Taking 3 days off for 10 days, that's great. But the question is then becomes, how do you chuck... So there's a couple of surrounding days around there, or even days just in general that you might...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to save your sick days for when you're feeling good.
I believe a sick day should not be taken when you're sick.
No.
You should take it when you're good. Exactly. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so there's a couple of rules I think maybe we should finish on in regards to leave. So would you like me to start? I'll start from the top, all right? So chucking a sickie without getting caught. Let's go through a little bit of, I guess, some methodology behind it. So in Australia, you get annual leave. So you get 4 weeks effectively.
Yes.
Is it 4 weeks annual leave?
As part of the HR requirement, we are given, as a full-time employee...
Yep.
4 weeks of annual leave.
This is the person coming from who has HR a master's background. Degree in freaking all types of slave entitlements.
Yes.
So effectively, sick leave is an add-on to your annual leave.
Yes.
I always see it as that.
Yes.
And so you want to reserve that shit for your hangovers and your morning where you don't want to go to work and you don't want to go the rest of the week. But so there's an art to it, and there's a little bit of a, we'll give a bit of tips and tricks to it.
So welcome to the segment of the art of mastering.
Yeah.
Chucky is sticky.
Yeah. Life hack. Life hack 102.
So the art of war, it's the art of chucking a sickie. Here we go.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah,
go.
And I mean, if you don't know this, then I don't know what you've been doing with your life, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people have been
number one,
figuring this
first
out.
First one.
So 2 days is better than one.
What do you mean?
Because it's more believable.
I like taking 2 days
sick. Taking 2 days off.
Ah, you want to paint that picture that you're really sick.
Yeah.
So sick that if you weren't that sick, you wouldn't be able to go on into work the first day.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then you take a day off and then you come back to work and you're looking like the same as you
sunshine
were.
Sunshine and lollipop.
Yeah, it's just it doesn't paint the right picture.
So that's a good tip.
It builds the combo of, it makes it less ad hoc.
Got it. Noted.
It makes it seem like, because if you take her on a Wednesday and a Thursday, for example, you come in on the Monday and Tuesday and you start complaining,
coughing.
you rub your eyes, make them a bit red, smack your face, make it a bit flushed out, and people are like, are you alright?
Put an extra blush on your cheeks.
Yeah, you're just like, no, I'm okay, but I just feel weird. And
so wearing two jumpers instead of one, so you start sweating.
Yeah. And you're painting the picture because people are like, yeah, okay, you look a bit weird, but you usually look okay.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so that's
that's tip one, next one.
Advancing the... advancing the mood of it.
Uh-huh, next one.
And you want to lay the groundwork when you do call in.
I love her.
I don't know where most people have to call in or send a message.
Yes.
But you want to do it like super early.
Yes.
Like 4 or 5 o'clock when, like you call your, if you have to call your boss at like 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's too early.
But who picks up?
Yeah, it's true.
Who's going to pick up?
That's
true. Goes to voicemail. Leave a message. I've been up all night. I can't go on. I'm so sorry. And I think that the other part to that is that you can do, if you want to go from the sick route, but you can also go like an embarrassing route.
Tip number two.
Say,
what's tip number two?
I've had gastro.
Yeah.
I've had gastro all night.
Yeah.
What do you say to someone who tells you that you've had gastro all night?
Yeah, you can't.
Like, what are you going to say? Oh, is your bum okay? what are you eating now? Like, it doesn't matter what you say because the only picture in your mind is them taking a shit.
Yeah.
Explosive diarrhea shit. It's just like...
Yeah.
You don't want them to come... Because everyone's probably experienced it in their life.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You don't want to be at work... If you really, literally do have
oh,
it,
no, no.
You don't want that person to be at work. And you can picture yourself being at work with it.
Yes.
You don't want to be at work.
No.
So you're like, drink water, have some Baroccas, mm-hmm. knock yourself out, stay mm-hmm. at home, take care.
Mm-hmm. And that would usually go back to tip number one. That won't clear in a day. It usually takes a couple of days for that.
Exactly. So you got to be smart. And
yes, it all links together.
But there's a couple of things with that. And so it's sketchy taking either a Monday or a Friday or a Monday yes. off because...
Well, some workplaces, they require a medical certificate oh, 100%. Regardless.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
If it's 1 day or 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So it's if you want to do the Monday-Friday game, go hard, but...
be prepared for the consequences.
Yeah, and you don't want to do it consecutively or... habitually, because mm-hmm. if people start seeing a pattern in that,
yes, HR will be knocking at your desk.
It raises massive red flags.
That's right. That's right. So let's give one more.
Yeah. So the last one is about the voice.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking
about. You mentioned the voice early on. Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, at the end of the day, if you're calling in, if you have to call in,
mm-hmm.
you have to make sure that. It is a good sick voice.
Of course.
Like, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, you can't... You've got... One of the best tricks that I ever learned or I was ever told, hot tip.
Yeah.
Get upside down on your bed.
Oh, yes.
Hang your head over the bed and make a phone call with that while all the blood drains into your head and then
because
you call.
Because your voice, when it comes out,
it comes out weird and you sound like a weirdo.
Can so, I... Yeah, go on.
So that's probably one of the best ways to do the voice.
I love
to claim
that.
The 2 days. You know, and one of the other tips that I would have
yeah.
is go 2 days strong at the start so you don't have to do the follow-up the next
yes.
day and say, look, I'm probably going to need... So you're upside
days.
Down at this point on your bed.
Yeah.
Look, I'm got heavy gastro. It seems like it's just started. I'm probably going to need to take two
That's
days
good.
And I'll come back to you on the
oh,
first day.
Oh, you're good.
Day.
You deserve
it. Because then it gives you the option to do a third day if you want.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't know. That's just one of my hacks.
That's pretty sweet. Just quickly before we wrap up, because
yeah.
this is a bloody awesome song that we're playing in the background. One of my early jobs that I was working for, their manager, she had this thing. She's like, look, I know people sometimes don't want to go to work. So I give you permission to have a mental health day. So you don't have to be sick.
Oh, that's good.
So, but you can use your sick leave. So all she wanted is just a text message saying, I'm having a mental health day. Just don't abuse it. That's it. No need for an explanation. That's it. Full stop. Hey, I'm having a mental health day. Full stop. And send a text. No questions asked. That's perfect.
That should be built into the system of society.
Oh,
to be
completely honest. For sure. I mean, just don't abuse it. That's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
yeah, workarounds.
That goes a long way to saying that people do need mental health days, not just like sick
leave days is when their body's feeling sick. It's like mental health is just as important as your body's health. So I see it as...
And don't forget, listeners, there's always help out there, so you're not the only one on your own.
Mm, absolutely.
In saying so, we're wrapping up soon, but can I just say, good choice with the music. Loving, loving, loving.
Yeah, this is my jam.
It reminds me of Cadbury chocolate every single time I listen to it, so I am craving a bit of chocolate now, but well done on it. So dear listeners, if you are new, welcome to our other listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, thank you for coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think everyone should have a wonderful, beautiful week.
Yes, eat some chocolate. Go to the trash can while you're eating chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Play drums in a gorilla suit.
Yeah.
Take a sickie. Take two sickies.
Yes, yes. We give you permission to take sickies. Yeah, do it. We dare you. We dare you, listeners. Leave us a comment.
Yeah, and just
be good.
Be good to each other. Have fun.
Yeah.
I sound like Ellen. But yeah. Happy Sunday, everybody.
We love you and thank you for your support.
Yep.
Peace out and be good.
Have a great week.